People, and welcome back to Having Me with Alexandria Jade. I am your host, Alexandria Jade, and today I have my special guest, Ola!
Yeah!
Thank you so much for joining me today, Ola. How are you?
I am well. I am very well. You just got me in a great day. Doing some very exciting things, but you know, I'll wait to disclose of that information.
Yes. How is
I am well. How are you feeling? You feeling good?
I'm, you know, as a creator, just trying to create, stay afloat during this pandemic, but you know, slowly but surely, good things, good vibes all around. How's life? How's the creative process with the music?
I mean, you brought up a very good point. You know, this COVID thing, I think it's definitely had creators just going back to the drawing board and trying to figure it out for themselves. And I'll just say for me, I fully just attacked creative mode. So back around this time last year, was April, March 2020, I said, you know what? I'm going to commit to dropping a song a year, or a song every week for a year. Like, I'm gonna go content overload. Like, so what I ended up doing was, you know, from March until like September, I just recorded, you know, a slew of songs to just give me time to just start releasing it. And that was September when I dropped the first one, and it's been 26 weeks of constant drops. And I got another 26 weeks to go.
That is incredible.
I feel good.
Yes, feel good. You should. Like, just the determination and all of that. I love it. I just think that is so great that you're pushing yourself to drop a song, like, every week. That's awesome. That's determination in my book.
It is. Because I wanted to just, there's a nice R&B scene in Atlanta.
Yes.
But I really wanted to just like be one of those guys that really just put myself over here. Like, yeah, I do R&B, but are you and can you do this? And consistently, like, somebody just texted me and they were like, yo, because I have a playlist on Apple Music and Spotify and SoundCloud of the weekly drops, just so people can stay in tune. And somebody just texted me literally right before I hopped on this meeting. Yo, I literally just went through one of your playlists just to see if there was a bad song, and I could not find one bad song in the 26-week drop. So, you know, comments like that just make me feel like I'm on top of the world.
Yes, and just believe them when they make those comments, because they're telling you the truth.
All right.
We're just not out here talking to be talking. Yes, I'm super excited to have you today. Definitely. So we got Atlanta in the house. Yes, Indio.
Jersey all the way, you know, all the way from Jersey, but you know, Atlanta adopted me, so definitely got to shout out Atlanta too.
Yes, sir. So you're originally from Jersey. You moved to Atlanta at the age of 16. So how has it been working out here in Atlanta? I know you're really big on just speaking about, you know, the transition here to Atlanta and just growing in the industry. So what was that like for you?
I'm so glad that I started when I did, because there was
16.
A lot of 16. I started before 16, but 16 was when I took a crazy leap of faith and left my family, friends, and just decided to come down here and really pursue it. And honestly, like, it was tough. It was hard. The first few years, mind you, I'm a minor. I don't have my license yet. Like, there was just so many different things that I had to overcome. Being new, green in this industry, having people take advantage of me because I'm young, because I don't know certain things. And I think all of that ultimately is just, you know, established a real understanding of how to operate in the business realm of this creative thing that I love, you know, because that's where a lot of people go wrong a lot of the times. Like, the business just don't be there. Mm-hmm. The business mind isn't there to say, okay, nah, I'm going to make sure that all of my splits are taken care of. I'm going to make sure that I'm actually getting all of the money that is on the table for my mechanical royalties, my any which way like money can be gotten. It's taken care of now. I have that understanding. I have the infrastructure to upload a song today and have it come out this week and get paid for it. Doing music They told me, hold on. You got me in a good day. You got me in a day when I wanted to talk and let some stuff off. Because they told me I couldn't do it. And of course, shout out to the people that loved me and that supported me through it, of course. But they told me, yo, there is no way you can make a living off of music. You got to go sell your soul. You got to go do some wild stuff. You got to go, I'm going to keep it PG. You got to just go do some wild. No. I got out here and I went through all of the phases. I didn't skip anything. And it's just taught me to just be a warrior and to believe in self, because when you believe in self, everybody else gravitates to it.
Baby, wanna show you something you ain't never seen. Ooh, we peanut butter seeds. Got them feeling jelly when we jam through the streets. Ah, windows in and you could put your feet up. Don't matter what we doing, they can't see us. I just need to know that you with it. Come and get it. You know everything popping, cause we too afraid. All these chances I be taking give me pain. They try to look at me and think that we the same, but you know it's different with me, and you've been all on my mind. All this energy, can you feel it? I know I'm not the only one to tell you that you different.
Yeah, so you opened for many artists. You opened for Lil Uzi, Ari Lennox. What was the experience like just working with them? Like just being okay, so young, like.
No, so those came about when I actually got into college. So I graduated from Clark Atlanta University, shout out CAU. There was a show, mind you, like people know that I'm trying to be an artist and stuff. So my friends in school, anytime there was an opportunity or something that they felt like I capitalized off of, I was getting a call, you know, kudos to having connections and friends, you know, that just know what it is I'm trying to do. So the Ari show, it was actually for a CAU concert that was going on. They didn't have anybody to open up for Ari. And this is before Ari was like the Ari we now know and love. I got a call from one of my friends. It was like, yo, you need to come to the multi-purpose room right now. And got ready and went, killed the show, and met Ari backstage. And she was such a sweetheart. This is before anything though, like before Shaba, baby, again on my pillow, all of that. So we like, damn, like, what is she? She is fire. She is amazing. And then a sweetheart on top of that. So Ari was fun. I wish I would have like really locked in that connection, you know, because I write and produce now. So it would have been nice to just, you know, throw some stuff. But you know, I feel like I'm gonna run into her again. Uzi was a great experience. I opened up for the 2016 Hip Hop Homecoming concert at CAU. So turned that bitch out. It was like anywhere from like 1,000 to 5,000 people that was out there. And yeah, rocked it out right before Uzi got on. I didn't get a chance to meet him personally, but he's really that.
Yeah.
Can't play with Uzi. He's really that.
That's dope. So you've been working, just touring and stuff for a while, like just being young, starting off young. I know that had to be incredible.
I had to grow up fast.
Oh, definitely. But like you feel the maturity, like even in your music, like for example, so your first EP, Before I'm Famous, what was the creative process?
Maybe did her homework. I love it.
Before I'm Famous, tell me just about the works of this EP.
Before I'm Famous is the headspace that I was in. I was coming out of Clark Atlanta at that time. So I was fresh, just graduating. And I had to kind of finesse to graduate because there was, they had changed the curriculum the last semester that would have caused me to have to stay another year. So, you know, again, connections, knowing people, going and being proactive, I was able to graduate. So I wasn't all the way prepared to graduate because I was anticipating having to stay an extra year. Somehow, some way, God pulled it off and helped me graduate. So when I did, I was not prepared for no job. I was not prepared to I didn't have no resume. Like I didn't have anything that a college graduate would need to go out into the world and be successful other than the talent. So I was like, oh my God, shit. This is real life now. Oh shit. This is, oh my God. But I know I have this thing that I just feel, and I know it can really take me somewhere. What are you going to do? So I decided to call it Before I'm Famous to capture that specific feeling of, oh my God, I don't know what the fuck is going to happen, but I know I'm going to make it work.
I carry mines, but I resign. If you don't wanna work, go ahead, resign. I don't know what you heard about love, girl, but it don't come easy. It can be dangerous, gotta believe, man. I'm running on no sleep, chasing you through the streets. It's supposed to be for the streets, you were supposed to be the me, yeah, yeah. I don't wanna text you, press you, vex you. I have to, if I want your love, 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 love. If I want your love, girl, I want your love, 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 love. You know I want your love.
Yeah, so you do produce for yourself, correct?
I do. I'll tell you a story about that. I got stories for days. What you want, baby?
Okay.
I got you.
First and foremost, let's talk about Pressure, okay? So listen to the album. Okay, you also have a deluxe album for Pressure. Like, how do you feel just about the release? Like, what story were you trying to convey releasing Pressure?
So Pressure now is, I'm realizing like, oh yeah, I have this crazy story of me moving to Atlanta at 16 years old. I realized like not everybody goes through that. Let's talk about it and what type of pressures that I experienced from, you know, 16 all the way up until graduating college. And so I wanted to capture that feel. That's probably my favorite project to date because I not only told my story, I really found my sound with that project. I was cranking those records out like it was nothing, and I just settled into my formula about how I make music. And it's special because I interviewed my mother within the project. So you hear like excerpts of her speaking to why she let me leave to go and pursue this music thing. And I'm being interviewed by a therapist throughout the project as well to kind of give insight on the psyche of dealing with all of these pressures. So that project is a real special.
Yeah, so this one is very personal for you.
Absolutely.
Well, I love the flow, the songs, they flow. You have a beautiful voice, like you really do. Yes. So as far as like lyrically creating, writing, or just like finding a beat, like you produce your own beats or you have a producer that helps you as well?
The beautiful thing is since I've been going so hard, and you know, I set a foundation for myself that was just like, no, he's really going after it. Like it's not a wasted investment if I decide to come over and help. And so producers have just been finding me. And I have like real brothers now that really call just to help me and make sure that I'm straight on the production tip while I also help myself. And so like, I can't beat that, you know. Definitely want to give a shout out to Tyler Victoria. She plays guitar. She's phenomenal. She's done stuff with Summer Walker, 7 a.m., me. phenomenal guitarist out here in Atlanta. Another shout out to Tropical Game Boy. My white brethren, love that guy and his girlfriend, love them both. Producer, phenomenal. Hollywood Cole, he produced On Pressure, Fire. He just got a placement with Drake, Lil Wayne. That boy is out of here. And I know I'm missing a lot of people, but this last one is like very special because he really sat down with me and he really like showed me just, he was just patient with me, and I've taken so much and really run with it. But Dos Diaz, fire. Dos Diaz, DJ Problem Child, my brother, Travis, my brother. Like, I got family now in this music thing because I just buckled down and said, you know what? Now we're going to take it serious.
Who are you looking forward to working with next as far as just music and collaborating?
I want to go for the ones. I want to go for the guys. Not specifically men. But like the people, like that just really make people open their mouth. Like, this nigga got who? That's like, you know, Chris Brown, DeVito, definitely Berna. There's so many people. Her, phenomenal.
Yes. Summer Walker, phenomenal. Congratulations, you know, like, to her. She just won a Grammy. Yeah,
right.
She's out here killing it.
Right. And, you know, for me, I love and I celebrate that because not only is that a Black woman, you know, just standing on her own two after everything that she's gone through, you know, and being finally recognized, you know, I just know what that struggle is like. And I'm kind of going through that own thing myself. So I didn't even get a chance to watch the Grammys yesterday. I was trying to make a hit. Like, I can't really, really dial in until I'm there. So I gotta keep working. And every year has been, all right, I'm gonna keep my fucking head down, keep my head down, I'm gonna keep working. It's gonna pay off. I'm gonna get there. And created a smash on the Grammys.
Yes, yes, sir. Well, I'm just so excited to see what you do. I know you're gonna continue to drop great music and just put good vibes into the universe and energy, because I can feel it.
Yes, let's go! Yes!
So where can we stream your music? Where can our audience find your work?
Yes, so just look me up. Everything, SoundCloud, Twitter, Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify, everything. Just look up. Yeah, it's Ola. That's YEAHITSOLA. That's on everything, so you look that up on Google's, you'll be able to find me.
Well, thank you, Ola, again for joining us. So excited to listen to your music. So excited for others to listen to your music. And just so excited to just see where life takes you. It's going to be incredible. I definitely Well, that concludes us today's episode of Having It Made. I am your host, Alexandria Jane, and I will catch you beautiful people next episode.
You gotta be quiet. All this money that I'm getting, keep the broke boy silent. Ooh, thank God that I'm paid. Hallelujah. I promise, girl, I didn't wanna do it to you. If you humbled yourself, I could probably show you.